congressman who says that Donald Trump is definitively in that shit. And we now have on the street interviews with Jeffrey Epstein's neighbor. And there's been an inside look within Jeffrey Epstein's home, and it implicates Donald Trump. All that coming right up. Mike Collins in a hot mic moment saying that Donald Trump is in the files.
I want to get to ask my question, which was, you know, party unity, the Epstein files, Epstein files. I mean, do you think Trump's in there?
Yeah, I'm sure he's in there. Because he's the one that was telling the FBI about it. He's the one that kicked the guy out of Mar-a-Lago and then called the FBI. Yeah, he's in there.
So, but, I mean, what's going to happen? Are you going to vote to release him or vote to keep him?
Oh, we need to release him.
You want to vote to release him?
Yeah, I have no problem releasing him. But, you know, you've got to go through the... You got to go through the judicial. We all know that. The problem is, you know, it'd be our luck that somebody's going to bleep somebody that was supposed to be protected. And then what?
Yeah, well,
so
you know,
they've got to go through and...
Victims' names and all that stuff.
They've got to go through and fix all of it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, now you got judges that are saying, I'm not going to release anything, grand jury, blah, blah, blah. This lady's over here filing an appeal or whatever. And it's... I'm not a lawyer and I'm not a judge, but it is more complicated than just saying, boom, here's the files.
It's not more complicated than that. And why do we know that? That's because Donald Trump released the MLK files a month or so ago when this was all really spun up because he was trying to do literally anything to distract from the fact that he's in there, as Mike Collins has now confirmed. And so we know that Donald Trump has the power to release them. If he wanted to, they'd be out there by now. But there's a reason why they're not out there. I think we all know why that is. Partially, we know because there's been a look inside Jeffrey Epstein's home. Now, the New York Times had this pretty good reporting where they have pictures from within his townhouse in the Upper East Side of Manhattan. And as you can see here, there's pictures of him with the Pope. There's pictures of him with Mick Jagger, Elon Musk. Elon Musk, I believe that's him right there. Fidel Castro. And there's also pictures of... Now, here's the thing. Here's Donald Trump, or sorry, not Donald Trump. Here's Bill Clinton. Here is Larry Summers. Here's Richard Branson. Now, I think we would consider most of those folks to be more liberal. Obviously, Bill Clinton. That does not impact the way that I feel about the fact that there should be some accountability and that any information that can come out about Epstein and his close ties to powerful people and what they potentially might have been involved in, whether they're on, quote, my side or not. That's the difference between me and, I guess, MAGA Republicans, certainly elected officials, is that I don't care. I want to just know the truth. And I don't care who it implicates, okay?